You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Belgium has begun 3 days of mourning following yesterday's terror attacks in Brussels. A minute's silence will be held for the victims in the capital at midday local time. There has been international condemnation of the attacks which struck Brussels International Airport and a city metro station. US President Barack Obama called for unity, while European leaders pledged their support for Brussels and said they would unite to fight terrorism. Pope Francis sent a message of condolence in which he prayed for the victims, the injured and their families, and again condemned blind violence which causes so much suffering. In a tweet he also said, "I entrust to God's mercy all those who lost their lives." The series of attacks left at least 34 people dead. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Catherine Drew reports.
Around 8 o'clock in the morning local time, Belgian authorities responded to a double explosion at Zaventem Airport, where 11 people were killed in the departures hall and over 80 were wounded. Around 1 hour later, the city found itself dealing with a second major attack following an explosion on a train in the Malbec metro station, killing around 20 people and injuring over 100. There was confusion and fear as commuters were evacuated from the station. International condemnation of the attacks was swift, as many European countries, including the UK, France, the Netherlands, Germany and Spain, employed greater security measures, particularly around travel hubs and international border crossings. British Prime Minister David Cameron held a meeting of his cabinet ministers and senior intelligence chiefs after he expressed his sympathy and solidarity with Brussels.
These are appalling and savage terrorist attacks, and I've just spoken to the Prime Minister of Belgium to give our sympathies and our condolences to the Belgian people, and we absolutely stand with them at this very difficult time. These were attacks in Belgium. They could just be attacks, just as well be attacks in Britain or in France or Germany or elsewhere in Europe, and we need to stand together against these appalling terrorists and make sure they can never win. I've also made sure that we've offered every support to the Belgian security and policing and intelligence forces at this time.
French President François Hollande said the incidents had occurred in Brussels, but that this was an attack on Europe. He said the whole world needed to be concerned with this. US cities such as New York also reviewed their security arrangements. US President Barack Obama called for unity in the face of the Brussels terror attacks. Speaking during his trip to Havana, Cuba, Mr. Obama said the United States would do all that it could to help bring those responsible to justice.
This is yet another reminder that the world must unite. We must be together, regardless of nationality or race or faith, in fighting against the scourge of terrorism. We can and we will defeat those who threaten the safety and security of people all around the world.
Tension is understandably high in many European capitals, many of which, like Paris, London and Madrid, have suffered their own deadly terrorist attacks in the past. Chris Phillips, former head of the UK's National Counter-Terrorism Security Office, says terrorist tactics are constantly evolving.
It does appear that one of the attacks at least was a suicide bomber. There's no reason to think that the next attack would be exactly the same, and it could just be left luggage or something that's totally different than we've seen before. So the police have to be on their toes. But of course, as soon as the terrorists have got bombs and guns in their hands, then it's pretty much too late. You're really struggling to prevent that.
So while Brussels continues to be in lockdown, increased security and high tensions persist in other European countries, which know only too well that they are also a target for extremists. For Vatican Radio, I'm Catherine Drew in London.